Hello, audio boo. Let's see if this will record. I haven't done an update yet to see if it will fix a few things, but I'm going to do that probably tomorrow morning. Just in the car driving over to house to grab my power cable and various other bits and pieces, and then grab some Chinese style soupage. And then drive back. I've been thinking a lot over the last week, and especially from Germany, about mobility. That is what Dave used as a word in a tweet not too long ago. And I'd really not put it into context, but yeah, the whole idea of portability of projects and mobility of my content, not just websites, not just the stuff that I work on, but the mobilization of those assets. And I should have seen it coming, really, because it goes hand in hand with the cloud. You know, it's like the ultimate hot desking. It's like, oh, we can create a global hot desking. That's exactly what it is. We're becoming the tech savvy are becoming global hot deskers who want secure connections in and out of the grid. And it's interesting that a lot of these thoughts have come to my mind because of things like this Green Dan thing. The Chinese are putting in all hardware, you know, this monitoring software which talks back to base about certain sites and blocks access to certain things. That is going to be one of the catalysts of global change regarding the digital frontier. And I'm not just talking about privacy, I'm talking about, from the ground up, the model for DDoS, distributed denial of service attacks, is pretty darn close to exactly what that software can do if it was reversed. And there is already major flaws in that software. And if China's pushing at everybody to make sure that chip is in the hardware before they import it, if they force users to put that in, it's going to do a lot of things. One, it's going to open up access to governments and people with the power to access that sort of stuff. Hackers worldwide are going to be, you know, it's going to be stupid amounts of money that you can get on the underground to write vulnerabilities, hacks against that sort of system. Infrastructure, firmware. There's going to be a black market of people selling hardware to thwart that sort of stuff. There's going to be people selling secure tunnels. It's going to go crazy in a very short space of time. Imagine being able to have a hardware device unit that has that on there. And it's the ultimate zombie bot network in the hands of a government. China and India have been constantly attacking each other for years, regardless if it's actually them two sort of attacking each other. Personally, I think Russia has a lot to do with it, winding each one of them up. But China scares me the most in terms of it could be a double bluff. I mean, I don't see it as just a protection thing. I don't see that as a protection thing to stop people viewing content. I see it as the ultimate weapon of media quenching on a global scale.